This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. European Union leaders agreed on a massive stimulus plan for the coronavirus-blighted economies at a pre-dawn meeting Tuesday after a fractious summit that lasted almost 2 days. Summit Chairman Charles Michel tweeted deal shortly after the 27 leaders reached an agreement. French President Emmanuel Macron said that the deal was truly historic and that he was convinced the recovery plan and budget could meet the challenge of the coronavirus pandemic. Officials said it came after compromises on a 750 billion euro recovery fund were made, and it's critical to dispel doubts about the bloc's very future. Advisors to U.S. President Donald Trump and congressional Democrats are set to discuss the next steps in responding to the coronavirus crisis Tuesday. This is congressional Republicans say they were working on a $1 trillion relief fund. In a meeting at the White House Monday, Republican lawmakers and administration officials said they were making progress toward fresh legislation aimed at cushioning the heavy economic toll of the pandemic. Lawmakers have less than 2 weeks to hammer out a new relief package before enhanced unemployment benefits run out for tens of millions of American workers made jobless by the coronavirus pandemic. More than 609,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, approximately 141,000 in the United States, and more than 80,000 in Brazil. The number of infections globally surpasses 14.6 million, more than 3.8 million in the U.S., and more than 2.1 million in Brazil. Encouraging news in the global battle against the coronavirus pandemic, a vaccine being developed by Oxford University researchers shows early promise in the fight against it. The results found the vaccine generated both antibody and T-cell immune responses, which are hoped to be key to stopping an infection. This is VOA News.